Yesu yibazibwa abaana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya buli nyali ya Mukama waffe
Yesu. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli mutya?
And how is your lives?
Obulamu bulungi.
Is life good?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Mukama baba mulungi.
If God is good,
n'obulamu buba bulungi.
Even life is good.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yokaana 14:6.
He speaks in John 14:6.
Nga ddala yekuba obulamu n'amazima.
And indeed is the way, the truth, and the life.
Kale tumanyi nga obulamu buba bulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Now we know that life is good all the time.
Kubanga Mukama mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Because God is good all the time.
Naye eri ffe abalina obuzibu obw'enjawulo mu mibiri gyaffe.
Us having different problems in our bodies.
Era mwetegefu n'okutujjanjaba.
He still is ready to treat us.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yokaana 10:10.
So he spoke in John 10:10. And
he said
the thief never comes to do anything else, but
is
still to kill and to destroy. But he came that may have life, the life which is complete.
Now,
we request everyone with body weakness that God may fill up your lives
and
that may fulfill your joy, for he alone can fulfill it. He's the one who saw us in Genesis.
He's
created us. And he said we needed a garden.
But
when he reached us there, he said it's not good for Adam to be alone. First he made insects, birds, and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But he saw Adam was not pleased with it well. And he said, let me go on, make him a helper. You know, he planted many beautiful things in the garden. But he saw still the joy had not gotten complete well. He made him a suitable helper. And he was able to fulfill his joy. But unto all of us, he made us the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus so much. Perhaps. And the other doesn't have another to pass to. Or you've not reached to get married. And you wonder when your joy will get complete. You may have rested from that. The Holy Spirit remains for all. And when you feel sorrow, there is a challenge. Remember, they made a comforter to please you. The Holy Spirit. Most people say that the Holy Spirit was just made.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So,
praying
the Father began, out of him came the Word and the Holy Spirit.
It
means he got him from himself. We may say you created him from him. No one created God, for he created himself. Who created God?
Indeed,
who created God?
Yes,
praise Jesus. God created himself. He created himself.
And
created with his word,
and
created with his Holy Spirit. That's why it's called the beginning and the end. For no one began him. He began on himself.
He
did a work in himself to appear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one worthy to be praised, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here we honor him so much all long. For we decided to get back to him. He told us in Jeremiah 3:19.
He says,
we are going to go in the call of the nation.
Let's pray.
I wanted to proper your thoughts well. Then we move on with the call of the nation Uganda, the call of the friends of Uganda, the call of all loving God all over the world.
Jeremiah 3:19.
Naye njogera
nti Ndikuteka ntia mubana, nenkuwensi eyesanyu, obusika obulungi lyeje lyamawanga. Nenjogera nti, muli mpita nti kitange, sote muli kyuka obutangoberera.
Katuvire ku lwakuminanya.
Let's begin from verse 14.
Yeremiya sura ya kusatu olinyole 14.
Jeremiah 3 verse 14.
Komawo mwabana abadde nyuma bwayogera mukama kubanga nze bamwe era nibatwala nga nzija omu ku kibuga n'ababiri ku kika ne mbaleta e Sayuni.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
Omanyi kitaffe naye asigala atuyita.
You know, he is our father but remains calling us.
Wanga manyi twawa bambike ebyenja
n'amawanga. For he knows we've different nations and tribes in the nation.
Yena agamba ngenda kubayita okubambika.
But he still calling from the clans.
Ebikana amawanga
and the nations, all nations.
Family ayinza okujjayo babiri oba basatu.
The family can get two or three out of it.
So ekyo nakyo tekikunyiiza.
That too shouldn't anger you.
Manya mbaga, abe waffe bonna tebaalokoka.
Some of you wonder why all your people never got saved. Not all will be saved. All people in your home physically. Where you're born physically. But when he calls us, he says, you may get only two out of the family. And in the clan, he gets out three. Don't you say your entire clan is safe? Is it possible to speak that? There are those who say their family are safe. But the problem is to reach Jerusalem. They may reach only two. I want you to remember these words. That you're coming to God. You hold it much, most of you yourself. And then hold strong your other brethren.
You
may be out of the clan, you'll get out. Entire family may be saved, but those who reach. Just to reach home in Zion in heaven. Repeat this verse. You prepare your heart.
We
are going to move on with the call of the nation Uganda. But our Father calls us to get back to Him.
Yet,
strengthen yourself as a person. Strengthen your children, your friends. And then you'll prove salvation reaches to you.
Yeremiya sura ya kusatu onyirwa 14.
Jeremiah 3:14.
Komawo mwabadda enyuma, mwabana abadde enyuma.
Abana abadde enyuma bamanyi.
You know children who backslide.
Kitaffe ali mu ggulu so tusaba.
Our Father is in heaven as we pray.
But
how many lame match their hearts unto Him?
Those
who want to know where He is and to reach there. But sliding is not something hard, it's very easy. It's very easy to backslide. And your heart forgets your Father in heaven. And your spirit gets lost. And you get spiritual fathers on the world. And you forget the Father of your spirit. Jeremiah 3:14.
Komawo mwe abana abadde nyuma bwayogera mukama kubanga nze bamwe era ndibatwala nga nzija omu ku kibuga
one from a town
naye kuru ova mu kabuga kawo
but you come from which town on this world
you think
how many come from the town or from one village to head to heaven. Oh, every month. If it's a city like Kampala, how many check out of the body every month?
And
how many head on to the Father? Now the entire city,
every
month one can get out, but not easy even to get that one. There are times it's even the month is not easy. You get one person get back home.
Like
Philippians 3:20, our home is heaven.
Jeremiah 3:14.
Two will come from a clan. People of the clan are rarely in the same city.
But
a clan has not a few people. But to be getting out a person out there.
To reach
one in heaven from one clan.
Now,
if you've come to God, you think over that word. Your physical clan might be very big. But to get out those who reach heaven, you call it something easy.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Jeremiah 3:14. Nababiri kuchika, nembaleta esayuni.
Ukutuse sayuni walimu Yerusalemi.
Reach Jerusalem of heaven.
Ukutuse kari mru usukuru
wa katona. Reach you, okay, in the garden of God. I'm still preparing yourself and go in the call of the nation Uganda. But think over those words.
Family mwandibanga mulimu banji.
It may be many in the family.
You
might be a very big clan. But to prove one to reach in heaven, or two.
And
if you look at that, your brother, they will neighbors you. Look carefully at them.
And
you tell them maybe I think
it's
time to make a surprise in heaven.
Tugende yonga tulibanje
kuvuka when we are many from the clans and the cities. You sit with them, we are born again. To reach that, let's fight, man.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
What
you see yourself? Now, get back to your soul and your mind.
And
you see your troubles in there. Whether they are finished. Get your mind, your thoughts. Get backwards a little. Go back 3 months. Go 1 week backwards in your life.
Come
walking, see what you've been walking in 1 week.
What you
think you made it on?
If
they touch you this time, can you make it home?
If
things seem
as
a job, when we sit, we say we are saved. It is finished. But he said, work out your salvation. Reach in heaven, entire clan, and gets out one person. Or two. Let's finish here.
Let
me hope I've prepared your soul well.
Jeremiah 3:15.
Yes, praise Jesus. Beginning before you reach home, you
have
said you reach Jerusalem in heaven. For our Father is in heaven. One of the things you first discover, that I will reach, when I give you a shepherd who understands, and that shepherd has knowledge,
you
begin to discover a sign of reaching. From nations, clans, and languages, entered the holy clan.
Bible
speaks of it in Ephesians 2:19 18 to 19. Straight enter there. You may be seated on the world, yet you're counted in heaven. Like Ephesians 2:6 says. One of the things to prove
you
that now you've been brought and you reach home, is to give you a shepherd with knowledge, a shepherd with knowledge and understanding, and feed you the word.
It
comes with knowledge and understanding. Just make you
ready
to share the word. Say amen. Someone with a seat. No, the problem, God saved but to reach you, not rich.
Because
the shepherd given you
has
no knowledge, neither understanding.
It
may not be the one even.
But
you are independent. You took yourself there.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. That is the word of wisdom. We are going in the call of the nation. Many times there is what the Spirit says, and they say, no.
These
people must get that word.
What,
it benefit them sit and hear, yet they don't know that among them I can take two or three if they are not careful. One of the major signs you know, now God will reach you home in heaven. Must give a shepherd feed you with understanding. Yes, we eat the word of God like today.
But
those who feed us without understanding, there is no knowledge. Though you save many years, you can never reach in knowledge.
And
you're just saying, you don't understand the things well.
Read
Bible years. Don't even know what's in heaven.
They
even tell you, explain God, you don't know. Master feeds you, but not with understanding. Neither knowledge is not there.
Jeremiah 3:15. Era ndibawa abasumba ng'omutima gwange bwe guli abali baliisa n'okumanya n'okutegeera.
Now that shepherd, or that apostle, or prophet, or an evangelist, any spiritual gift, God made to prepare the heart of that gift, of that person with that gift, and it's like of God. And
they
think just as God would have thought, God wants his people to go back home in heaven. You
too,
as a shepherd, God has put you focus on what God wants. He wants his children head back home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Even
though there are needs in the world,
great,
no, if people seek their home in heaven, the kingdom of God and righteousness, the rest the Father is to give them free. The shepherd must hold the heart of God, or a person
with
spiritual gift must be like that. And it has understanding,
no,
even the knowledge. When they feed you the word of God, feed you in the full knowledge well.
And
you too, you reach in knowledge. Not to hang there, you shouted hallelujah and amen, and you give only the tithe and the offerings, and you go home.
And
even you give the seed, you head home. Can't even tell you. Ecclesiastes 5 says, to draw near to hear the word of God, better than giving sacrifices of fools. For they give without knowledge that they are doing wrong. You know, he God says, I make you give tithe and offerings, yet you're not going to reach heaven. Why do you give them? You've sowed seeds.
You try,
rather yet you will not reach. You say, why do you do that all? You know, threatening to work righteousness 50%. And another works 100%.
And
both of you are in hell now.
Now, you can regret
why you worked a little righteousness.
You
couldn't have did it at all. That's why Bible confuses people. And let the evil get to be more evil. Even the righteous to get more righteous. Because when you work a little righteous, when the many sins will wipe the righteous away.
Now,
what I try to bring is this. In all, let's prove we are gotten from our clan.
Though
we remain greeting, loving them, let's enter the holy clan. And we prove the Father in heaven. Another, let's try to see shepherds with knowledge and understanding.
If
the prophet and what he preaches in knowledge and understanding, if it's just a story, traveling to America and places, and the anointing is moving, all those will pass away, but the word of God will remain.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why many who come who preach the gospel in your name.
Just
demons, we heal diseases. You tell them, go away.
I've
never known you. You're rebellious. You never did what the Father wanted. If we try to get back to God, our hearts and all our minds, our inner man, let's know of that word. We get back to God. Let's finish this
Jeremiah 3:16. Awoluli tuka bemuli banga mwazi eranga mweyonge demunsi kale mubirebyo bayogera mukama ngatebacha yogera nti sandu koyendagano ya mukama sote liingira moyo gwawe sote tebali jijukira sote bali jichalira sote bali kolana tebwe batyo olunyole 17 mubirebyo bali ita Yerusalemu entebe ya mukama na mawanga gonna gali kunganyizibweyo.
Tuogera ku Yerusalemu wo
mu. We speak of Jerusalem of heaven.
Yeremia sura ya 3:17.
Jeremiah 3:17.
Eri erinya lya mukama e Yerusalemu. Sote bali tambula na tengo obukakanyavu bwo mutima gwabo mubibwe buli. Olinyole 18. Mu birebyo enyumba ya Yuda eri tambulira wamu ne nyumba ya Isiraeli. Era balivira wamu munsi eyobukiika obwakono ne bayingira munsi gye nawaba jjajja baabwe okuba obusika. Olinyole 19. Naye ne njogera nti ndi kuteeka ntya mu baana ne nkuwa ensi ey'essanyu obusika obulungi mu gye ly'amawanga.
Ye kati anaakola atya okuteeka mu baana ba Katonda?
What will he do to put you in the children of God?
Omanyi si kyangu oyinza okuba kali walokoka.
You may have gotten saved,
naye okuteeka obuteesi mu baana
ba Katonda. But put you among children of God.
Mulimu abantu bamala ebiseera bingi nga bantu ba Katonda.
People, they waste a lot of time being people of God,
nga si baana,
and they're not children. We have three types of people in the world. We have the children of Satan. Those ones gave themselves to Satan. They are in witchcraft. And we have the people of God. They don't bewitch. They don't go for fellowship to know God. They are hanging there. Those ones are the ones who suffer most in the world. For their neither side. They are not led by the Spirit of Satan, and they are not led by the Spirit of God.
Now,
a time that whatever drugs them is what takes them. When they reach big problems, they realize it's Satan. And they get from there. Now they wonder where to go. God, it's you with God.
And they, they,
when you know this of God, they confuse the head. They are hanging there.
I
know God, I fear him. I even have good character. I don't speak bang, I don't steal. They don't want to know God. The children of God are led by God's Spirit. Everything they do, and they are provided by Him. God's who don't fight for them. They are the three people in the world. But discover yourself where you lie. Let's finish this verse.
Jeremiah esula ya kusatonye lwa 19.
Jeremiah 3:19.
Nene njogera anti ndi kuteka anti amubana ne kuwensi eyesanyu obusiko bulungi muje eliya mawanga ne njogera anti muli mpita anti kitange sote muli chuko obutango belera
bwe tuba tukomiyewo.
When you've come back,
tumuyite tata.
Let's call him father.
Idadi tuchuka ngo butamugoberera.
Don't turn away never to follow him.
Omanyi kitafu ngo gulayagala nyo muita tata.
Our Father in heaven loves much to be called father.
Kati buli wawo lira ngo gama spiritu
father. Apostle Ronnie. Father Apostle Ronnie.
Abiyoko nyiga. Eyo omwana ya imwa
mabese. The father wonders where you whether you understand.
Mtamanyi ze kitafu.
They don't know I'm their father. You know the father of your spirit is the father in heaven. Let's get back to the father. Our souls, our minds, our inner man. Let's all come with all our hearts. And
it
will come us. It will take care of us as children.
Sends
the spirit in our ministry. Sends us angels to minister to us. Because we are children. Who need the help. We don't need to remain orphans. May God bless you.
As
that word of wisdom.
Amen.
Let's move on with the call of the nation Uganda. You write in your book, the call of the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This is the call and the covenant. And the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. In this era of AD, as it was at the nation of Israel, in the eras of BC. Praise Jesus so much. We are right in that phase, the fourth phase. Praise Jesus so much. But what we know very well, just as Israel was called by God in those days of the BC to prepare all the nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus, as it's shown in the Romans 9 verses 1 to 5. We are meant to prepare the birth of the Lord Jesus, but Uganda, it was called to prepare all the nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. That which is marked in Isaiah 19, verses 1 to 7, that God is on the swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. Egypt in the eras of BC, these are the entire territory made up of the African continent. That's how it was known in those days. But the mark in the Isaiah 19, verses 5 to 7, marked the base of the call of will be in the nation which holds the source of the river Nile. And this we've studied them. We understood that there will be a sourcing of the Holy Spirit there to flow again in all the nations. And we got explained in the John chapter 7:37-39 that the marking of the streams of living waters, it means the flowing of the Holy Spirit. We've been seeing this call for some time. And we are still right on the fourth phase of the call of the nation Uganda. Praise Jesus so much. We started it under this heading. The same signs which were shown. Which will be prevailing in fulfillment of Uganda's call, together with the coming of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. The same signs which were shown, which will be prevailing in fulfillment of the nation of the call of Uganda, together with the coming of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. That's the heading we started right in the fourth phase of the call of the nation Uganda. These signs were explained in the seven ways. Those seven ways. And now we are on the seven. I think it's the second part now.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That seven parts. We explain Isaiah 19. Isaiah 18, verses 1 to 7. And we connect it with Matthew 24, 15 to 43.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me hope you follow me well. I don't want you to remain behind. You may hear we've broken many headings. We first give a summary how things have been moving into reaching right where we are. Praise Jesus so much. And when we explain Isaiah 18, verses 1 unto 7, we connected with Matthew 24, verse 15 to 43. We remember that Uganda, the pearl of Africa, it's going to be working with the sixth group of the holy angels to prepare the angel of the seventh group, the angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end. And the trumpet of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Most
when you're confused, you can copy on the projector. You may move on to get explained more there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda, ekula li Africa.
Uganda, the pearl of Africa,
agenda kubanga, akola n'ebibinja ya malaika mukaga.
Is going to be working with six groups of angels. To prepare the angel of the seventh group, angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, and the trumpet of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in all the first part we started it,
and
we compared the many things, we ended. And we were told that before that angel sounds the trumpet, the mystery of God must have been revealed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now this day, there are two major words you're going to focus much on. Those words, the first word, to reveal the mystery of God and the secrets of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
To
reveal the mystery of God and the secrets of it. The second, we are going to reveal the secret of lawlessness. The secret of lawlessness. The Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So now
that's what we want to get looking on to. For this work, which was shown Uganda to be leading, to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
This
angel of the seventh trumpet
is
not to sound that trumpet
till
the mystery of God has been revealed, together with all the secrets within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we begin, Bible says in Revelation
8,
verses 1 and 2, angels of the trumpet, there are seven, but six angels are working. Seven is not the one who is reached to command. Let's read and we hear. Revelation 8, verses 1.
Boyabembula kabonera kwa musanvu. Ne waba akasirikiro muguru nga kitundu kya saawa. Olinyolo okubiri. Nenda baba malaika musanvu abayimirira maaso ga Katonda ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The angels, the commanders, or those of the trumpets, they are seven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. All things we do under the sun, all that we need, they involve the commanding of those angels. But the angel of the seventh trumpet is the angel who never works up to now. The first groups of the angels,
the
six angels holding the trumpets, they move on to appear working, and their commanding moves on to happen, as we last heard the last time.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the angel of the seventh trumpet is not yet sounded his trumpet. If he sounds that trumpet, it is the trumpet of the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as we the nation called, it was required, and then we are getting known today that you are going to be working with the six groups, those holding the six trumpets, to be able to prepare the angel of the seventh trumpet.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
even involves revealing secrets, the mystery of God and its secrets, and together with the secret of lawlessness,
Satan,
the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, in all that's where you see Revelation 10, verses 7, it says this. Revelation
10:7.
Praise Jesus so much. Angel of the seventh trumpet, as is about to sound the trumpet, remember that trumpet is the trumpet of the end. Before he sounds the seventh trumpet, the mystery of God must have been revealed. As all the gospel has been given the prophets, that's the Old and the New Testament. Now, it's going to be your work, the Ugandan, and you, a friend of Uganda, and you who loves God, who is happy of the will of God, to appear that the other angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, as we work with the first six, those groups of angels, we study them and their works in the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. To fight, to see you work together with God and the angels, to see that we fulfill the revealing of this mystery, the mystery of God and its secret, together with the secret of lawlessness, Satan, the devil, together with the beast on which Jezebel sits, and false prophet elected from the people all the time. When this one goes, they choose another. He's in charge of all the false prophets. After we've revealed all that well,
then
preparations of the coming of the Lord Jesus and the angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, and we know it is close.
Now,
since we are a nation called to prepare all the nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus,
we
have things meant to be fulfilled. As we preach the gospel of the kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
and
as we rebuild the church, the saints of God, the church which Jesus is going to come back for, that which holds not
spotless,
do all that, there are three major things to be revealed: the mystery of God and its secrets, and the secret of lawlessness, Satan. Those are the last things to be revealed. All the world to get to know them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But where we are workers together with these angels, according to Revelation 22, verses 7 and 8.
kubikulirwe sura ya 22 olinyolo musanvu.
Revelations 22 verse 7.
Era laba nzija mangu aweredde omukisa akwata ebigambo ebyobunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino. Olunyolo 8 nange Yokana nze nawulira nendaba bino. Bwe nawulira nendaba nenvunnamu okusinza nga mumaaso g'ebigere bya malayika ndaga bino. Olunyolo 9 nangamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo ndi muddu munno era w'omubaganda abo bannabbi n'abo abakwata ebigambo by'ekitabo kino sinza Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bamalayika,
the angels,
osera kubikulirwa esuli ya 2.
According to Revelation 22,
Romusa mpaka Romwenda,
verses 7 and 9.
Batulaga nti bakozi wa munafu abakwata ebigambo
by'ekitabo. They are workers together with us who hold the words of the book.
So mukisera kino,
now in this time,
nga Uganda otandika okukola,
and Uganda you begin to work,
n'ebibinja malayika mukaaga badumi,
six group of the commanding angels,
wamu ne bali abakutte ebyokulwanisa,
together with those holding the weapons,
abali mu kubikula 15,
those in Revelation 15,
omulimu gwo,
your work,
mukubulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuufu,
preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness,
obwakabaka bw'omugulu,
in the kingdom of heaven,
n'okuzimba ekkanisa obuggya,
and to rebuild the church,
be batukuvu ba Katonda,
those are the saints of God,
abaana ba Katonda,
the children of God,
luno nga si bizimbe,
and this time not the buildings,
wabula ebizimbe bijja tuba bituyambako enkuba obutatukuba n'omusana,
save us from the rainfall and the heat of the day,
ekisembayo mu mulimu guno,
the last thing in this world,
bikula kyama kya Katonda,
to reveal the mystery of God, and the secrets within it,
yes, yebazibwe.
Jesus also revealed the secret of lawlessness.
Satan,
the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, ungabe twali twalambikibwa mu Isaiah.
As it been marked in Isaiah.
Isaiah 18.
Verses 1 to 3.
Isaiah sura ya 18 olinyo lisoka.
Isaiah 18 from verse 1.
Wowe ense y'okukwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro eri emitala w'emigga gya Kuusi. Olinyo olw'okubiri.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Batugambye nti wowe.
They have said war.
Eri ense y'okukwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro.
Unto the nation of wearing of wings.
Eri wansi w'emigga gya Kuusi.
Which under the rivers of Kuusi.
Bona bw'okebera Ethiopia.
When you look and check out Ethiopia.
Kubanga gye bayise Kuusi mu kigambo.
For that is what they have called Kuusi in this world.
Ojja kulaba emigga egikkirira paka mu Uganda.
You see rivers flow down onto Uganda.
Nga bagamba nti ense.
But they say that wind.
Ejja kuba mu kukwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro.
It will be holding, wearing of wings.
Use it watch together and maybe what will be about.
Last time we realized these are wings of angels. Those who swiftly fly.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
For
we looked at the Daniel 9, 21 to down. And we saw angels who fly swiftly. But this nation, which all those angels working all over the world, the nation known well as Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, it's been upon it prophecies for a long time in the scriptures of truth,
history,
in the history,
and
from prophets within Uganda and outside Uganda.
The
nation has been holding this promising for a long time. Now it's season to fulfill. And in showing it was shown that it's to prepare those nations for the last trumpet, the trumpet of the end, and the coming of the Lord Jesus. Let's move on here in Isaiah. Isaiah 18 verses 2.
Etuma babaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu. Erie gwange gwanve ere gwewevu. Erie abantu ababa nga abentisa. Kasoke deba vera ona guno gujwa. E gwange erigera ere irinyirira ddala. Ensi yabwe emigaji gisazeemu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ababaka ababusibwa amangu.
Those messengers who fly swiftly.
Tubasoma mu Daniel 9.
We read them in the Daniel 9. 21 to down.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Enga baga ababatuma eri ensi.
But they say they send them to a nation.
Emigaji gisazeemu mingi.
Divided of many rivers.
Ani yategereza ko bulungi Uganda.
Who's looked well at the nation Uganda?
Why it was
called the Pearl of Africa? One of them are the many rivers in it, and its beauty. When you read Isaiah 19, verses 5 to 7, they moved on, mark us with the river Nile. Praise Jesus.
But
they sent this messenger to fly swift,
Bamaraika,
the angels,
to
go on to those people, those who are aggressive from the beginning. Explorers moved to the nation Uganda,
or
in the entire Africa. They reached Uganda, and indeed, the nation is ordered very well. People are aggressive from the beginning. When you see most history, which can speak much of Africa, you will find us in there.
But
they say it's an aggressive nation from all the days. People determined indeed. Praise Jesus so much. And their nation is divided of rivers. But God told all the nations that if you raise the flag, praise Jesus so much, the flag of the gospel of the word of God, and the trumpet is about to be sounded, the last trumpet, he told all the nations to hear. Let's read and we hear.
Isaiah 18, verse 3.
Isaiah chapter 18, verse 3.
Mwamwe naba tulamunsi, nama babera kutakaliensi, ebendera wewani kibanga kunsozi, mulabanga, mulabanga, ere kondele werifu iwanga, muuliranga.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kwe gamba, fitugena soka tufuwe kondele ino, mwigambo,
mkumulira. This trumpet through the preaching.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And say the last trumpet is about to be sounded. Some people don't know why it's called the last trumpet. There are six trumpets which are being sounded.
This
groups of angels are seven. And the commanders too are seven. Even the seven trumpets. All these other trumpets are working. Only one trumpet is remaining. That never sounded ever since the world existed. The last trumpet. Angel holding the last trumpet. We want to see work with other groups of angels. To prepare for him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Also prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Now this is what is marked the scriptures of truth. And we want to walk
with
holy angels sent to this nation all over the world,
that we
reveal the mystery of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Them
too are there to help us and fulfill the word of God. For when he speaks in the Psalms 103, verses 19 to 21,
he
speaks this of these angels.
Zaburi esura chikumi musatu olinyirwa kumina muenda.
Psalms 103 verse 19.
Mukama anyweze ntebe ye muguru no wakabakabwe bufugabyo na olinyolo abili. Mumwebaze Mukama, mweba malaika abe, mwe abazira abamanyi, abatukirize kigambo kye.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Bamalaika abazira abamanyi.
Angels are the mighty ones.
Abatukirize kigambo kya Katonda.
Who fulfill the word of God.
Bawulire eddoboozi lye kigambo kya
Katonda. They listen to the voice of the word of God.
So, Bamuku Basari,
now their chief,
whom
we have to work with in revealing the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, together with the secrets in him. And we are going to be working with them in revealing the secret of lawlessness.
Satan,
the devil.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So change God to soak off the wakuru.
I wanted to first get up there.
Though
the angel of the seventh trumpet
expects
to sound last trumpet.
Wateke duku wange chama chaka tunachimazo kubikulirwa.
It's meant that the mystery of God is revealed.
So tosa gasa gana mkulimbi wante nkome ilo yiri
wani. Don't be deceived that the end is right there coming.
Yesu ya wazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Wahu na chitwale mkutegi ina.
But take it in understanding.
Wanga katudeo kukatuna mkubikulirwa kumi.
Well, let's get briefly back to Revelation 10.
Nyuro msabu watudire mkwecha mara yukono.
Verse 7 and repeat as this angel.
Kubikulirwa sula ya kumi olinyoro msabu.
Revelation 10:7.
Naemu nakuze dobozi ya malaika uwo musanvu bwaliba magendo kufuwa ekondere echama kya Katonda na chiloka chibikulwa ngenjiri bweri yabulira abaddu be banabbi.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so
much. Malaika ekondere oluvanyo.
Angel of the last trumpet.
Bwaliba nga anatera.
When is about to sound.
Omanyi bwo genda ulire chama kino.
If you're going to hear this mystery, know of one thing. That where we've reached, if God decided a mystery to be revealed, means when
it's
about to sound the last trumpet,
he will
be about. You know, we've been in the world for a long time. Those who have passed have passed and gone. Others have not reached their home country. In heaven. But still they have gone.
Exodus,
Justice chapter 1 says that generations keep moving like that. This goes and the other comes. When we've been coming safe, and we've been hearing the end has to happen.
But
most of its signs we don't know of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as we started these signs, which will be prevailing in fulfillment of Uganda's call and the coming of the Lord Jesus.
We've
gotten in summary most of them. This we are onto is the last. That is when he's about to sound the last trumpet. It is the mystery of God will be revealed when he's about. When he sounded the trumpet, then the mystery be revealed. When he is about to sound the trumpet, the mystery will be revealed. When you begin to hear of the mystery,
maybe you've
seen many signs of the end.
Pastors
and pastors, religions, and things like that. He feels for the world and
peace.
But he said those are the beginnings of the persecution which will happen. But the last,
he
showed you that time is up to see the mystery of God being revealed and its secrets. Even the secret of lawlessness.
Satan
and is explained whatever concerns him. To reveal all his schemes.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
So, mubigambe,
now, in those words, we want to begin to reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, and all the secrets within him.
We
have put another subheading, revealing of the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, and all secrets in him. Let me hope you've written well. Revealing of the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all secrets within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now you're
going to
make me ABC today.
ABCD. ABC. ABC. Let's
put our 3 points in which we are to reveal him. If
you
want handle him general, he may confuse you.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
A. As the word of God.
Who became
the son.
Mwana. We are going to first reveal him like that. As the word of God.
Mwana.
Who became the son.
Then B. As making the fullness of the heavens and the earth.
Nga akola obujjuvu bwa makulu n'ensi.
as making the fullness of the heavens Gakola, and the earth.
Obujibuwa magulu nensi.
Then see.
And see.
As the image of the invisible God the Father.
Gechi panancha katonda talabika chitafe.
As the image of the invisible God the Father.
Gechi panancha katonda talabika chitafe.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
Ezengeri, ezeminundi, yes,
those are the three ways. If they are handled well and they are revealed, then it means the end is right close there. I'm not to tell you whether it's tomorrow or when. If you hear the mystery being revealed, you begin to hear and you prepare yourself. Don't go on the mountain, neither any place. Warned and told us. When I tell you, he's in the desert, don't go. That he's in the inner room.
Remain
in any place you are as you align yourself.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much.
That's
how we are to reveal the word of God. And after we reveal the secret of lawlessness. Let's begin with the air. And is revealed as the word of God. And he closes flesh.
Closed
flesh and appeared to us as a son.
Yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Yes, he was when you.
Praise Jesus so much.
You
know when Bible says, speaks in the Colossians chapter 1.
He
moves on to speak of him like this. Colossians chapter 1 verse 20. Colossians chapter 1 verses 20.
No kutawaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye nyini mu ye. Bwe yamala okuleta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe mu ye okutawaganyisa ebyokunsi oba ebyomuggulu. Olwabiri mu olumu, bwe mwali edda bannaggwanga era abalabe mu kulowooza kwammwe mu bikolwa ebibi, naye kaakano yabatabaganyisa. Olwabiri mu ebbiri, mu mubiri ogw'ennyama ye, mubiri ogw'ennyama ye olw'okufa, okubanjula abatukuvu abataliiko mabala abatanenyezebwa mu maaso ge. Olwabiri mu esatu, bwe mubeera obubeezi mu kukkiriza nga munywedde, nga temusagaasagana, so nga temuvudde mu ssuubi ly'enjiri gye mwawulira, eyabuulirwa mu bitonde byonna ebiri wansi w'eggulu, nze Pawulo gye nafuukiramu omuweereza waayo. Olwabiri mu ennya, kaakano nsanyuse mu bibonyobonyo.
Katunulire nnyo nno olwabiri mu ennya.
Let's look verse 24.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agenda kubanga omutume Pawulo kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
Apostle Paul by the Spirit of God.
Bakolosa Yesu lene soko nyo olwabiri mu ennya.
Colossians 1:24.
Okutuukira ddala ku olwabiri mu omwenda.
We've written verses 29.
Akunyonyola ku kyama kya Katonda
kino. He explains you of this mystery of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Naye agamba.
But he said.
Biro byabwe ekyama kino kyali kitandikirizaako kuba nga kino.
In their season this mystery had begun to be revealed.
Olw'okuba nti ebiro ebyalagibwa eby'oluvannyuma.
But because the latter days which were marked. They had not yet
reached.
And it did move on, reveal it much. Till in our days, when God has called us, when it's pointed to the nation
Uganda
and the friends of Uganda and all those who love Him, we join together, reveal the mystery of God and the angels. Let's read Colossians 1:24-29. Colossians chapter 1 verse 24.
Kakano nsanyuse mu bibonyobonyo byange ku lwammwe. Era ntuukiriza ebibulako mu kulaba ennaku okwa Kristo mu mubiri gwange olw'omubiri gwe ye kanisa. Olunya olwabiri mu ettaano, nze gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo ng'obuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe naweebwa gye muli. Okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus so much.
Okusinziira ku mwoyo mutukuvu.
According to the Holy Spirit.
Okuyita mutume Paul.
Through the Apostle Paul.
Ayogedde mba Kolosayi esula eno esooka.
Speaks in the Colossians chapter 1.
Olunye ye olwabiri mu ettaano.
Verses 25.
Abamu ku baweereza ng'omutume Paul.
Some of the ministers like Apostle Paul.
Baweebwa mission ey'okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Given the mission of fulfilling the word of God.
Naye engeri y'okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
But the way to fulfill the word of God.
Kwe kukibikulira abantu.
To reveal it to the people. as the mystery of God. Remember, we don't work alone in fulfilling the word of God. That's what we first heard up in the Psalms. In the Psalms
103:19-20.
Praise Jesus so much. When they told us, even angels, the mighty ones who fulfilled the word of God. They listen to the voice of the word. Now we are workers together with the angels to fulfill the word of God. As revealed as the mystery of God,
in
the three ways we've shown you up. Praise Jesus so much. And he moves to say verse 26. Colossians
1:26.
Yes, praise Jesus so much. The
word
of God is the mystery of God. That which was hidden long time. Different generations kept passing. But they had never realized who is this word of God. As they even heard of him.
You know,
they used to read of him.
And they,
the word of God came to Abraham. Genesis 15, he tells you what. Let's briefly get back to know why it's called the mystery. Genesis 15 from verses 1.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira. Nechijira Ibrahimu mkwole sebwa. Ngachio geranti toti ya Ibrahimu. Nzenga boyo nempera ye nene nyo.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Edda,
long time,
ichigambo cha katonda ya jiranga abantu mkwole sebwa.
The word of God came to people in a vision.
Nishimugamba Ibrahimu toti.
Told Abraham, fear not.
Nzenga boyo iranze mpera.
I am your shield and your reward.
Nenga chukira boba hamu uliranga ntichigambo ya zi.
Remember they heard if the word came.
You know,
after the people have a thought saying that the word of God is this speaks on the mouth.
Hello.
That is the word. People have a thinking that that is the word. The word of God is there independent. And he speaks as him.
But
people have a thought saying. Maybe the word of God, when he speaks,
we
think that is the word. But those are the words of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
God says, that saith, or I've said, when you get back, call me Father. Those are the words of God. But the word is one.
It's
called the word of God. He visited all the prophets. Spoke with them. Word of God spoke with me like this. He asked, this word of God. That's why I say part A.
We
have to reveal this word of God. In lost flesh and appeared as the Son, the Lord Jesus. Then after,
we
reveal him as the one in him are things in heavens and earth.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Then
the last, we reveal him as the image of the invisible God. After that, in Christ are things in heavens and earth.
In
him that the seeing of things above the heavens.
Yet
we know things in Christ, we can know those above the heavens in the Father.
And
while on the part A, to reveal him as the word of God. Many people used to hear him. The word of God came to me, but he told me. Let's
read
Genesis. Genesis 15 from verses 1.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijira Ibrahimu mukolesebwa. Nga kyogera nti totya Ibrahimu.
The word of God, and he was speaking. I am your shield.
And
I am your great reward. Why did he say, I'm your shield?
Yes.
There, when you realize him as Jesus. Take your baby, he was a shield. He shielded us of our sins and he beat him. And he said, I am your reward. Better than a reward giving us life. That they may have life which is complete. That is our reward.
Get
eternal life and the everlasting joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But before the word of God used to come, they used to call him God. That's why Abraham answered him like this. We are still in the Genesis 15. Genesis 15, verses 2.
Ibrahim nayogera nti, Ayi Mukama Katonda, onompachi, kubanga ntambula nga sirina mwana. Naye ali nyumba yange ye Damasco Eliezer.
Namuga Ibrahim yamugamba aye Mukama Katonda.
Told him, O Lord.
Ukimanyi kigambo kuvadira Katonda.
The word all long has been God. Now the problem which is, now the word, they always say these are words of God. We want to move, reveal him that he is there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Genesis 15, verse 3.
Ibrahim nayogera nti laba, nze tompadde zadde, era laba, eyazaalirwa mu nyumba yange ye musika wange. Olunyolokuna, era laba, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kimujjira, nga kyogera nti, omuntu oyo taliba musikawo, naye aliva mu ntumbwe ezoggwe.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much. The word of God himself, the Lord Jesus, he explained and told Abraham, now I've told you, you'll get a heir. But the problem which is, the entire Old Testament, the word of God used to come. The Ezekiel,
up
to the last book of Malachi. And the word of God is coming to them.
Yet
they didn't know who is this coming. This is the word has been a mystery.
It's
what we want to speak of.
To
reveal it to the nations. In the three ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The problem which was, imagine Abraham. The word has come to him. He speaks with him. One day Jesus spoke this. For Abraham was, I was there. This man is familiarizing us.
He's
not yet 50 years. And he said he was existing. Abraham saw his coming and rejoiced. And they said, not at all. This funny man. There are those who have a thought that perhaps he's a demon of the wise.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now what Abraham saw, it's the word himself. But because it was a mystery all that long, then
you
didn't know who he was.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
That's
why in John chapter 8, he speaks like this. From verses
49.
John chapter 8, verses 49.
Yesu n'addamu nti siriko daimoni. Naye nze zisaamu ekitiibwa kitange. Namwe temunzisaamu kitiibwa. Olunyolwatano. Naye nze sinoonya kitiibwa kyange. Waali anoonya era asala omusango. Olunyolwatano mu olumu. Dala dala mbagamba nti omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange. Taliraba kufa emirembe n'emirembe.
Tuwulira kitaffe ng'ayogera ku kigambo.
We hear his father speak of his word.
Yokane sura y'omunana olunyolwatano mu ebbiri.
John 8:52.
Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti kaakano tutegedde ng'oliko dayimooni. Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi. Naawe ogamba nti omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange. Tali de gako kufa emirembe n'emirembe. Olwatano omwesatu, gwe mukulu okukira jjajjaffe Ibrahimu yafa. Ne bannabbi baafa. Weyitaani.
Who do you call yourself?
Yesu wali awanyonyola
bwe. Jesus is explaining to them.
Baamugamba kwe.
They tell him, you man.
Ekukutuisamu amaso notumanira
mani. Despise family as us like that.
Ibrahim
yafa. He died. Even the prophets.
Kati
gwe mukuru okuba. Now are you greater than
you were itachi?
And who do you call yourself?
Jukire yamba lumbiri bo bayite
bamba. Remember the one who clothed flesh, they didn't know.
Erane jibuli eno nafu tubade tukyafigitinga naye.
Now we too have been figitting with him.
Naye mukama atuwadde
ekisa. But God's given us grace.
Yokana munana.
John 8.
Yokane sura ya munana olinyo lwata no mwesatu.
John chapter 8 verse 53.
Gwe mukulu okukira jaja fe Ibrahimu yafa. Neba nabbi bafa weitani. Olwata no mwenya. Yesu n'addamu nti bwenegulumiza nzeka okugulumira kuwange kuba kwa busa. Angulumiza ye kitange. Mwe gwe mwogerako nti ye Katonda wammwe. Olwata no mwetano. Sote mumutegeera. Naye nze mumanyi. Bwe nnaagamba nti simumanyi, n'afaanana nga mmwe. Mulimba. Naye mumanyi. Era nkwata ekigambo kye.
Omwoyo Mutukuvu yatunnyonnyola.
The Holy Spirit explained.
Yokana essuula ey'omunaana onyola ataano mu omukaaga. Ibrahimu jajjammwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange. N'alulaba n'asanyuka.
When we have obuzibu.
Here a problem came.
Yesu abali
kunsi is on the world.
Agamambo Ibrahimu yalaba olunaku lwenga.
Abraham saw his day as he was coming.
Era n'alulaba n'asanyuka.
And he saw it, rejoiced over it.
Ewa gamba naye.
He said, you man.
Orina.
Do you have a thought on your head?
Maybe
you have demons that are confusing you. Speak what is not right. Let's finish and we hear.
John 8:57.
Abayudaaya
ne bamugamba nti tonnaba kuweza myaka 50. Naye Ibrahimu wamulaba.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Abayudaaya bamugamba.
The Jews told him,
you
son of Mary.
They
we know your father, your mother, even your brothers, we know them. You know you were 30 years.
31.
He left the world at 33. But as he spoke
that,
he was like 32 years. Listen, you man. You've
not
reached 50 years.
Now those with the
bald heads and very old, we are
they
are asking him questions.
You
young voice of today. Not reach 50 years. Abraham, you saw him. Where did you find him?
He's
the one who visited Abraham before.
If you believe
Jesus, let me tell you one thing. Jesus is not of yesterday.
He
was and he is and he is going to be.
Those
who don't understand perhaps he had just appeared in the womb of Mary. This is an olden mystery.
He was
always speaking with people even greater than heavens and earth. But the problem
with
it is, it's a mystery which hid from
this
him.
This
day, we can no more accept it be a mystery anymore. Even us to reveal it to all the saints. The church of God in the world.
And
it's your work, Uganda.
Your
work, a friend of this nation.
All you
love in God in the entire world.
Handle
the work of revealing the mystery of
God.
Now, for not knowing him, we began to tell him he's not 50 years old. Let's repeat this verse. John chapter 8, verse 57.
Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti tonnaweza myaka 50. Naye Ibrahimu wamulaba.
Tonnaweza myaka 50.
Not reach 50 years. You are serious, you man.
Ibrahimu wamusanga.
Where did you find Abraham? You first move on and we hear.
John
chapter 8 verse 58.
Yesu n'abagamba nti, daladala mbagamba nti, Ibrahimu nga tannaba kuzaalibwa nze nga wendi.
Aya.
The problem now came. You are not 50 years. You saw him where? The second. Look at what you have answered us. That before Abraham was, you, Jesus, you were there. What are we now on to here? Everyone looked for stones to stone him. And you see how the people have received this. This fool is joking with us. Remember the old men. Some of them were wisecars. They speak that the one who understands. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. They looked at the man is walking bent like that. He gets out his stick. He wants to beat you as he's even shaking to beat. For familiarizing him.
But
he was speaking the truth.
He
spoke the truth.
Before
Abraham was, he was there. They counted years forward.
Yeah.
And it's meant to have been. Right from Abraham to the birth of Christ. If you read Matthew chapter
1,
there are 4,200 years.
Yes, we have seen
it. Praise Jesus. Imagine a person telling you things like that, and you begin to stretch counting years backwards. Let's get back there to read. Matthew chapter 1, verses 17.
Matayo esula esoko nyirwa 17.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 17.
Bwe gityo emirembe gyonna okuva ku Ibrahimu okutuka ku Daudi emirembe 14 nate.
Emirembe 14.
14 generations.
Buli mulembe gulimu emyaka emeka?
In every generation, how many years are there? Every generation holds how many years? 1,000.
Times 14.
1,000 times 14. How many years are those?
Matayo esula esoko nyirwa 17.
Matthew chapter 1 verse 17.
Bwe gityo emirembe gyonna okuva ku Ibrahimu okutuuka ku Daudi emirembe 14. Okuva ku Daudi okutuuka ku kutwalibwa e Babiloni emirembe 14.
Kakati.
Now we had still had on 14 generations.
Matthew
chapter 1 verse 17.
Nate okuva kutwalibwa e Babylon okutuka ku Kristo emirembe 14.
Abati emirembe 14.
Now 14 generations times 3.
Ogenda funa mu emyaka gye mitwalo.
You're going to get your years. 42,000 years. Now Jesus is born, he's right there.
He said
Abraham was there.
He's
not spoke that right from Abraham when he was there. Before Abraham was, he was there.
You pass
back 42,000
years.
You pass them and he's also, he was existing before them. They said what we are up to here. This Jesus. Truly he holds demons on him.
If he has
42,000 years, okay.
You would have seen
that perhaps
okay.
But to skip and go backwards before Abraham. What he spoke was the truth. He would have told them before the world existed. Before heaven existed. But he measured their understanding and wisdom. I go beyond that and I go speak at the beginning. I don't know what they would do to me. Let's get back to John 8 here.
Yokana esula ya 8 olunyiriri olwatano mu 8.
John chapter 8 verse 58.
Yesu nabagamba nti dala mbagamba nti Ibrahim ngatana ba kuzaliwa nzenga wendo.
Aha. Yayogerera ona
spoke and said.
Ibrahim ngatana kuzaliwa
ngaje. Before Abraham was born I was there.
Nimesoka baro wo kuba we bali papa Ibrahim
to think back what Abraham.
Atene baga kati hatu utuka. Netende mabika kati haba wa miyake
mikuwa msatio. How old is this man now?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Before
Abraham was, he told them before heaven and earth was, they would have pierced themselves to the ground. And they come out to
grab him.
And the anger is too much on him.
When
he spoke like that, the harshness and the anger will be beyond.
And
down here they did this.
When
the little spoke
of
the truth on this mystery of God. The word of God. The Lord Jesus.
John 8:59.
Abraham was he was born. That they have picked stones.
We
told them before heaven and earth were. That's why I told you one thing.
We must
reveal this mystery of God and the secrets of it.
For
preparing the last trumpet,
the
trumpet of the end,
and
the coming of the Lord Jesus involves revealing this mystery. That's why we put in the three ways.
To
reveal us the word of God,
you
clothed flesh and became the Son.
Revealed
as the one in him is the fullness of heavens and earth.
And
this must be revealed as a mystery, as the image of the invisible God. And his body makes of heavens and earth.
It's
the image of the new heavens and the new earth.
Those
found above the
heavens.
Those making the body of the
Father.
That's why it's called invisible.
It's
found above the heavens.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
This
first part is very interesting.
First,
reveal him as the word of God.
Here
is the spirit where you spoke through Apostle Paul. Colossians chapter 1 verse 25. And say, I became a minister to reveal the mystery of God,
or
to fulfill the mystery of God, the word of God. And he spoke this.
Colossians 1:25. Nze je nafukira omweleza wayo ngo bwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe nawe bwa jemuli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda olunyo lwabine mu omukaaga ekyame kyakwekebwa edda nedda n'emireme n'emirembe naye kakano kyolesebwa eri abatukuvu be olwabine mu omusanvu Katonda be yayagala okutegeeza obugagga bw'ekitiibwa ky'ekyama kino bwe buli mu mawanga ekyo ye Kristo mumwe.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. This mystery of God. That is the Christ Jesus. Many generations have passed it.
Others
think
he's
the son of Mary. You're being there and you don't understand.
God saved
the same son of Mary. He's a son of God.
But
before you call him a son of God,
what
is he in reality?
For
he was there at the beginning.
You
hope he was what?
Now,
as we've been given a great blessing of revealing him, that is the Christ in us. Now we want to handle this the word of God is clothed the flesh,
is
appeared as the Son. The word of God,
we are
on the part A still, but there is a subheading in it.
He said
the word of God clothes flesh, and we see him as the Son of the world.
Yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
John 1:14.
He speaks saying this.
John 1:14.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
But when you
look, John 1:14 says, as we move reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
Say
John 1:14, and the word clothed flesh and appeared to us. The Lord Uganda doesn't bring it out clear. No, the word clothed the flesh. Have you been there and you've clothed the shirt? Or you clothed a skirt? And
they
have not closed it to you, but you've closed yourself. The difference between us and the word, we are clothed bodies. But the word is the one who clothed the body himself. Who understood that?
Yes,
Jesus, when he came in the womb of Mary, who is the creator, he lost flesh to himself. And he said, I need a nose. Then he put the mouth, even the ears. That's why I love both the English. And the word clothed flesh. And he put on the legs.
But you are talking about
the creator who would have created it upon him.
He,
when he speaks in Job
10,
he covered us with flesh, bones, and skin. When he speaks
in
John 1:14, that the word covered flesh, no one covered it, he clothed it himself.
You don't
be in the womb when you understand. Let me put the nose on myself. Let me put the ears.
Is
anyone confused? Bring King James, read it. I don't want.
No,
I don't want to kill the glory of the word of God.
John 1:14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
It's not clear also.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. What Bible brings it out clear?
Gideon. Uh-huh. And the word grows fresh. And dwelt among us.
That's what comes out clear.
He was made. I think I make a.
You know, we don't want this trouble us. Most Bibles, we have to correct to them how they are meant to appear.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, which to Chicago,
the word clothed the flesh. And they appeared, dwelt among us. And they saw him as the Son. The glory of the Son is not the Son. It's not that. But
he
decided to come in the glory of the Son. But there is what he is beyond that. Before all those
things.
He was in before the world was.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You know,
one day prayed a prayer saying, in the John
17,
in the verse 4,
he
prayed a prayer and he said this.
John 17:5.
Hear
when he clothed flesh what he prayed.
John
1:14
says,
the word clothed flesh and dwelt among us.
We saw him
in the glory of the one birth of God. Filled of grace and truth. In the John 17:5. Right from 4 to 5.
He
told the Father, glorified on the world.
And
I pray one thing.
Take
me back to the glory I was with you before the world began. Now those who were there, if it's you, Apostle Matthew, you are put yourself
in.
If it was you are Peter, I hear the man prays. Take the glory I was with you before the world was. Before I move on to believe you even, where were you, sir? I don't
argue,
neither refuse. But I want to know, where were you with the Father? Before the
world,
in what rightful glory are you, that I don't despise you. I
didn't
think you'd be a son of Mary. What do you think? That you were touched on to that you are a son of God. But I believe for the explained me,
when
the Son of God explained of it, the Holy Spirit brought you in the womb. They say you are a son of God. I knew that.
This
you prayed, he have not understood it.
Upper
glory I had you were
into
before the world was. Who is that you were with?
Philip.
In John 14 told him, show us of the Father. All along we hear you talk of him.
He
told him, show us of the Father.
We hear
him text you in the glory he was with you before the world was.
You,
if you saw him, show him to us also.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
You
who has believed Jesus and
saved all of
you, you know him beyond the glory you knew him before.
You
will get the best. God loves much to be known.
And he said,
I want knowledge of God than sacrifice. If you did that, you would have been very well. What is pleased of most, when you know his glory, even his goodness, you can keep righteousness.
Amen.
The rest are easy to believe. For the prayer of a righteous, it avails much.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
sometimes we believe Jesus on a lower level. Understood, for in him is the form of a mystery. Never been revealed to nations. We don't understand him well. Praise the prayer, take me the glory I
was
with you before the world was. You hear him in the prayer, what you do? You don't
trouble
him. Leave him make his prayer. Where he was? With the Father in the beginning. After he comes from prayer, you don't wait him to rest. Tell him, Lord, I knew you as the Son.
And
told us the Holy Spirit came on the womb of Mary, and you were born. And there was no man who had seen Mary. When the Spirit came for is of God, they say you are a son of God.
What
is this you've been saying you were with the Father? For
I've
heard there is a glory you were into. We saw him in the glory of the Son.
Yet
he says that the glory he was into before.
Now,
the problem, the world. In the Bible, we want out scriptures of eating. We are like young children. You know, a young child. When you carry your cavera or your bag, your shops, there may be many other good things. Until the child choose out what you want,
sweet.
They pick out sweets. They pick out sweets.
No matter,
even if you put in gold, they don't mind gold.
If they even put
dollar money, they don't mind it.
But the sweets,
you test it.
Take your
shop back, shop things.
And put it in the
which look very nice.
These
sweet cars the Lord gives
us,
the housings. Tell your child, pick out what you want.
They will
pick out very well.
Sweet.
Look, and they rejoice of the sweets.
When
we look here in the Bible, miracles are
they
are what we look for. The others of gold, we don't want them. The treasures of heaven, that is of heaven, and it's you, Lord. It's yours. You give us our cars also, our houses to be enough for us.
For
you understand like a young child,
you think
a sweet is to satisfy you.
But
Father knows this
sweet.
Just something for playing with.
The house you want
is a sweet.
And even
the sweetness of it finishes quick.
And
a stick, you enjoying your sweet after you remain with a stick alone. The sweet is no more. But if you choose a gold,
you spend
sweet, you get money, buy plenty sweets. Take miracles
in that.
In the Bible, there are things God wants us to know. Yet you go to choose out only the sweets. What does he say? In heaven, 100, and on earth, 100. Okay.
First,
look for the kingdom and righteousness.
The
rest
I add
Lord, our things you promised to add us. What he told you to look for first, did you look for it? That's the problem we get. The word of God
lost
flesh, John
1.
We see him as the Son.
In
the John 17, 4 and
5,
he says he had a glory before the world was. Who would have helped us understand that? Even from ancient days, he visited people. Abraham is among the visited. Even all the Enochs. He visited the Abels. And they
say
they had the voice of God. Now the problem. His close flesh. We not understand him. How did God help us understand him?
After
Jesus died, raised up, went back to heaven, God took Apostle John of the book of Revelation.
He
told him, come, I show you a mystery. He who came on the world, who he was. And in the John 19, they showed him to him. He was able to tell the apostles like Apostle Paul. Even Apostle Paul was able to go to the third heaven. And he met him there. Many secrets which are inexplicable.
Mm-hmm.
John 19. Revelations chapter 19, verse 11.
Omuntu yenna lyatamanyi wabula ye yekka.
Yes,
we praise Jesus so much.
Omutume Yokana.
Apostle John.
Mukubikulirwe sura ne 19.
In Revelations 19. 11 unto 12.
Atuka mukuru.
He reaches in heaven.
Araba yo mushaji atudde kubalasi.
Yes, there a man seated on the white horse.
Yenna yakana tudde chiwe
ye kitaru filled with glory.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
And
that he had a name
that's
not known of any person. Imagine. It's the moment of revelation.
They're
like 2,000 plus years. Yet all along he was there. The word of God. That even in heaven they never knew him. He alone knew himself. Maybe even the Father who began with him and with the Holy Spirit. And it is a mystery.
They
had the word come to speak to them, yet they didn't know him. The word is what sent all the angels right from ancient days. Them to wonder, what is the word? We hear it.
Sent
us go to minister. And the word was taken on the world. Who is that maybe?
We
don't know him.
Alone
knows his name and his father.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus. Now the word of God. Apostle John. Of the book of Revelation. The one
who
first revealed us this mystery, who he was. Revelation 19 verse 13.
Era ng'ayambadde ekyambalo ekyamansirwako omusaayi n'erinnya lye ne liyitibwa kigambo kya Katonda.
Agamba erinnya lino twabadde alimanyi.
And he said his name, no one has been knowing it.
Yokana agenda okusomoka ono.
As John read on him. And he wondered.
Abantu ekigambo.
Look at the word of God.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. The word of God came to Ezekiel. This is the one who used to come. Is there? He is where he
is.
I thought the word of God is just the word. He speaks and his word.
And
the Lord your God. And
am
I thinking that is the word?
The
word is God. What? He is existing. Not to have seen something which you thought there have been voices all along. The word of God.
You know.
He is this one.
So
he got surprised. So the entire host of heaven is following him.
Mukuru.
In heaven.
He's
a great one. He is the King of Kings. The voice, the word. You know the Bible. The word of God came to Abraham. Ezekiel. The word of God came to Isaiah. It ended coming to Malachi. It closed flesh after. We never had it again. And it came in a vision. For it had closed flesh to dwell among us. As you reach in heaven, and the word is real. And these are not what we've been knowing.
Look,
they ask you, are you
okay?
But this word of God, who is?
He's
the God who speaks. I am God of God. That is his word. But to reach there, you wonder this.
He's
even on a horse with all crowns. His eyes shine
like
the fire. He's all glorious. All along is a human being. As he discovered, all along is not a mere human being.
And
he was God from the beginning. And he said, indeed, I'm
no
more scorning the word of God.
Amen.
I thought these are his voicings.
The
words of God, the Bible, and there is the word himself. Who has been failing us to understand.
When
you join up all words of God, you get him. That's why the Bible is called the word of God. The word of God.
That
has given us a work as Uganda, a nation called the friends of Uganda, all you love and God in the world,
to
reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus. Let's go back to verse 13, and we enter to 16. Revelation 19, verse 13.
Revelation 19, verse 13. Nejiri omuguru, nerimugobele la kumbala senjeru, ngabamba de bafte njeru nunji. Olinyole kuminetano, ne mukamu wake ne muvamu ekitale ky'obwogi, ate mama wanga nacho, era ali bafuga n'omuggo gw'ekyuma, era ali alinya, era alirinya essogolo ly'omwenge ogw'obusungu bw'obukambwe bwa Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Olw'ekumi n'omukaaga, era alina ku kyambalo kye ne ku kisambi kye erinnya eriwandiikiddwa nti Kabaka wa bakabaka era mukama w'abaami.
Bagenda okutu agenda olabe erinnya liri
as they saw the other name of the word
liwandiikiddwa.
It's written on him.
Ate wansi waalyo
and under it
Kabaka wa bakabaka
King of Kings
mukama wa bakabaka
Lord of Lords.
Bulijjo tubadde tumanyi kigambo kya
Katonda.
Ajali ya bannabbi
is in the prophet
and
is the voice of God.
Naye ajali.
But he is existing.
Ye mukama waffe
ye. He is our Lord Jesus.
Yali ku nsi.
He was on the world.
Kati Yokana kyava akomawo.
That's why John came back.
Omanyi omutume Yokana.
You know, Apostle John.
Bwe yali tannaba kuwandika Yokana.
Before he wrote the book of John.
Ng'enjiri.
As the gospel.
Yasoka mu kubikuliwa.
He first got revelation.
Nategeera.
And he got to realize.
Okay.
I have understood.
The one
who came on the world is this one. Yes, now I've got
wisdom.
That's why in John's writing, he differs from other gospels. The first three gospels. Matthew, Luke, and Mark. Those wrote to him as the Son.
Ye yamuandika konga kigambo
mwana. He wrote to him as the word, the Son.
Na wandika mchitibwa.
And he wrote in glory.
E ramu kudanga wandise yokana chitufatu somi yokana mkumi nanya.
That's why we've read John 1:14.
Na gamba bwati.
And he said this.
Yokana esule soka olunyirwa kumi nanya.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo na yambala omubiri nabeerako gye tuli na tulaba ekitiibwa kye ekitiibwa ng'ekyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka kitaffe
nagamba kituufu ntegedde bwe nalabye mu kubikkulirwa
19:11-16
kigambo kya Katonda Kabaka wa bakabaka Mukama wa
bakabaka
ye yambala omubiri
bambi
netumulaba mu kitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu kitaffe
nagamba
tusaasire
toli
bulijjo mwana
kyokka.
Oh, you need to be with you.
Another mighty glory.
Wanunawani kam Yokane mwe.
Yeah, he wrote in John 1. He said this.
Yokane sule soko nyori soka.
John chapter 1 verses 1.
Kuruvele vile wali wo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda.
Hata andikanga agamba.
He began saying that now.
Kotegere chino.
Understand this.
Eyajia mubili.
The one who came in the flesh.
Yali wali ya wali katonda.
He was where God is.
Let's
stop thinking of Jesus
in
the way of the childish mentality.
But
when we reveal this mystery, the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, and he began to proclaim, saying, friends, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God.
Yokane sule soko nyoli soka.
John chapter 1 verses 1.
Kuruberebere wali wo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
Na gamba ntegede.
I say I've understood.
Ntegede kwa wandu lamp study katonda.
You put the lamp stand right here.
Ndi kuruberebere wali wo chigambo.
In the beginning was the word.
Chigambo naba wali katonda.
And the word was with God.
Chigambo naba katonda.
And the word was God.
Na gamba ntegede.
I said I've understood the things.
The person
who came on the world,
Katonda.
That is God.
Let's
not just think of him as a son.
You know,
there are those who worship Jesus just as the son. But friendly is God himself.
He
began with the Father very well.
What?
When you look right there,
yes, we have a sweet.
Praise Jesus. And the beginning was the word. And the word was with God.
It
comes from up as he sees it. The Holy Spirit is showing us. This is the word. When
we
read the Bible,
it
says, at the beginning was the word. The one who sees them is from up. The one seeing is coming from up. He sees the word. And the word was with God. He sees down then. And the word was God. Means the first step of the lampstand. It shows us the Father. How he began with the word. And the Holy Spirit who comes from them. These are not for worshipping. These are demonstrating to teach. The one who sees it sees from us. If he was from down, he would have said, in the beginning was God. And God was with his word. And his word was God. But he seen from up. You reach the time and you know where the Bible comes from when you read it. You look through and you look and know why he spoke like that. He was seeing in this form. Remember, we see through the Spirit of God. The one reveals the unknown things of God. First Corinthians chapter 2, 9-10. Now, by the Spirit sees, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Father. And the Word was God, they began together.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
servant apostle John. The man Jesus we worship and praise.
He
began with the Father.
Truly
John 17. Verses 5 is right. Let's read that verse we hear.
Yokana esura ya kumi na musanvu.
John 17 verses 5.
Ayi kitange, ne kakano ngulumiza gwe. Wamu nawe mu kitibwa kiri kye nali nakyo. Awamu nawe ngensi tennabaawo.
Nge mugamba munnange.
Zize
mu kitibwa kye nali mu wamu nawe.
Restore me the glory I was with you.
Ngensi tennabaawo.
Before the world was.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
They
began the three with the Holy Spirit. When the Father began, what is called the beginning, above the heavens,
and
he began with his word,
and
he began with his spirit.
It
is not any other creation which was there except them. When we shall reveal the secret that fullness of heaven and earth makes both of Christ, that's where we shall know creations we have gotten from Christ. That's why the step showing the word is a bit smaller. We
are
quoting from him and he reduced.
Step we soka,
the first step on the lampstand, you see, is a bit bigger. That's the Father.
He
was equal to the word in the second step.
He will
raise it up.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
the reason why the word of the second step of the lampstand is small.
He
was equal to the Father.
And they refused him.
It's where we all of us spirits from heavens and earth came from. That is the part we say. We shall reveal him and he makes the fullness of heavens and earth.
Now,
mystery of God to be known well. But we first brought him for you as the word of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So moving on.
Now in all this,
when
we get back to John 1:1, that's why most of them explain us like this. John chapter 1, verses 1.
Kuluberebele waliwo chigambo, chigambo naba wali katonda, chigambo naba katonda. Olunyolo kubiri, oyaliwo kuluberebele awali katonda. Olunyolo kusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo Era watali yete wakolewa chintu na chimwe chakolewa.
Yes, he was praised Jesus so much.
Oye yali wali kulubiribiri
awali katoka. He was there at the beginning where God is.
Ani ategera kulubiribiri.
Who understands the beginning?
Bible yagamba mulubiribiri esuleso.
Bible says in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning. God created heaven.
Awo enyini nga agendo tono.
Right there as he was
going to be.
At the beginning of our
yes,
heaven. That's where Jesus was.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1 in the Bible.
You
see Jesus right there.
That
at the beginning,
God created
heaven.
Before you go to
heaven and earth, first see Jesus there with the Father.
The
Bible
has
ended without him, nothing was created.
It means
at the beginning, before you say God created, you say God,
you must pose which God
before you go to be created.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. When you read in the beginning,
God,
you first pause.
So
you go to created, pause there. First look at which God you're speaking of. There is the Father, there is the Son known as the Word, and there is the Holy Spirit. But still, when you will read,
he
sends the Spirit and they are created.
When you read,
created first pause.
Because
you have to immediately see the Spirit there.
He sends
the Spirit and they are created.
And
the word brought a plan of all
that.
Now Apostle John, after he's revealed of that,
he
went back to read Proverbs chapter 8, 22 to 31. And he heard this
word.
And he realized that Solomon wasn't the one speaking there.
Solomon
said it wasn't King Solomon
speaking. Here
the word had sent his voice. The mouth of King Solomon explained it to us. Let's quickly pass through. Proverbs 8:22.
Ndyoke mpa abanjagala okusikira ebintu era nzijuza amawanika gaabwe olunyolo abiri mu ebiri Mukama yali nange kubo lye we lyasookera.
Ani gwe yali naye?
Who was with him?
Ebereza Mungu osoma engero.
Imagine you read Proverbs
sura ya 8
chapter 8
olunyolo abiri mu ebiri
verses 22.
Mukama yali nange.
The Lord was with
him. Where his
works first
was. Naye nga bwe ojjukira.
And when you remember,
Solomon
wrote the Proverbs. Yet you forget this is the word of God. It are the words of God. You read Proverbs 22. In the beginning was the word.
He himself
the word is speaking here. God was with me. Where his way began. You know that those who read. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way from where and which heads where? The way of God began where? God is coming to exist above the heavens. When you hear I am the way, you know they began together. Not Solomon speaking, but the voice of the
one.
It's passed through King Solomon. Explain us how they began. You know the standard of Bible, how it is. When you read the Bible asking Solomon
wrote,
you will never understand it.
Because
some of you speak the white
people.
Even what I speak now, they don't know of them. You go test, get any white person, prophet or apostle, tell them, explain me Jesus as the word of God. They will request you for a couple of months to research of it. But let's finish here. Proverbs 8:22.
Mukama yali nange kubo lye we lyasokera. Okusoka emirimu gye gyedda. Olunya olwabiri mu esatu. Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye.
Yegamba omanyi kigambo wano yali okunyuma.
No, the word is explained here.
Mukama waffe
the Lord Jesus himself.
Nze natekebwawo okuva ku lubereberye.
I was appointed from the beginning.
Baatandika ne kitaffe.
They began with the Father there.
Demonstration that step we soke yarabustan.
Demonstration show the first step of the last.
Yejitafu akora wakuru
wetu. That's the Father work making above the heavens.
Osobola kirabira wano.
You can see it from here.
What do you have is in Piazora?
There are new heavens you see.
What do heaven is
there? There are heavens which are inside them.
Oh no, your Christ.
That is the Christ.
Adade kitafu akora ziri ezita is same by
Father makes the other heavens.
Amen. Echo tujja kirabira ku step.
Invisible that God one we shall see on the step of the invisible God the Father. And Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That's the part C we shall see.
Right,
summarizing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Before we go to the heavenly ones, for the mystery is not just revealed like that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
must have been filled well of the Spirit of God to reveal the mystery of God. For they are called the unknown things of God. Yet the Spirit alone can reveal them. We as human beings, we cannot handle by our own. But the Spirit of God together with our spirit, we can.
But
not by our power, not by our might, but by the Spirit of
God.
Now the word of God.
In
the Proverbs, they explain more like this. Proverbs
8:23.
You
know the
depth.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
The beginning
God created heaven and
earth.
The world was empty and formless.
And the Spirit of the Lord
hovered on the
depth of the water.
Before you read those
verses,
you must see a word, and is there the Lord Jesus? Before the depth of the water of the Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2,
and
is above them.
Understood
the Jesus you worship.
Many of you don't want to
worship Jesus.
That
Son of God, why do you worship him?
If you
refuse to worship
him,
you give up on the Father
that
you call your God.
Are
we together?
It's like
scorning the child of the king. This one of Buganda.
And
you abuse him, you tell him your head is like on your father. It's like a box.
You're trying to
let the king forgive us for using
him
to be an example.
And
you go to that child.
You tell him, how you have
the eyes like of your
kid.
They are like of your father.
What do
you end up doing?
You
are accusing direct the king.
You tell him,
your head is like an axe and is like of your king, your father.
Have
you understood it? How it moves?
What
you begin to scorn it.
Came
from him to be put
in the place. Some of them will
tell them, worship the Holy Spirit, they
refuse. That is
not whether to be
worshipped. He began
with the Father. They are the same.
He
decided to part himself three times.
Then he have
colleagues, he speaks
with
my word.
The
same.
And he
hands over the hands of the Holy Spirit.
They
switch
not
enough. And they say, what? Why don't we agree creations to come from you? That they worship us.
And he said, no, the
Holy Spirit, why do we worship him? He said, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you will not be forgiven.
Now you
keep going blaspheme Jesus. They are all the same. Just the drop to see your familiarization how it begins. If you blaspheme one of them, let's finish Proverbs.
Proverbs 8:24.
Let me ask.
Yes,
how old is Jesus? When you celebrate his birth? 25th December.
You know,
there are going to things rich and they go beyond. That's why we every day we celebrate Jesus. For we
reach
closed flesh was born a long time. Because the depth of the water was born.
This
of the world created.
You know,
you reach a mountain, you say Renzori is the great mountain.
What are the China?
China has the longest mountain, tallest.
All
those before they were.
When
you read and it's Solomon speaking that.
First
one that is Solomon.
Maybe
God so wise and got mad because of wisdom. You don't understand well scriptures. Most people say we despise human wisdom. But without God's wisdom, there is no real wisdom.
We are
just senseless children moving. We are wise in doing evil things.
But
in doing good, we have knowledge. God has just loved us.
He's
given us wisdom in his word.
Proverbs 8:26.
Before he created the world, neither the garden. The word says he was existing. And
he's
our Lord Jesus. Even they said the first dust,
the dust number one in the world.
Who knows where it was put? And it is. That this is the dust number one on the world.
I didn't know yet.
Now the word of our Lord Jesus knows that. That's when you see you praise him. Don't look at those funny cars parking there. Those are iron.
When you
know, you, anytime you see that iron in the form of a car, and you say, Jesus, I worship. That's not worship. You're wasting your time. Worship, looking at his greatness. The other thing,
but
by your greatness, you build me a house.
I wouldn't have built a house.
But the more important, you are the Lord of Lords. No one is beyond you.
Proverbs 8:27.
And now King Solomon is speaking. When God set up the
heavens,
you first hear, you're getting mad over that. But this was the
word
of the Lord Jesus. And he says, when God the Father set up the heavens, where was he
based?
He said, I was there. Where? If you're there reading, you think it's where he's talking of. We know to go above the heavens.
Amen.
And we study and we are revisioned. What we study, God shows it to you.
Revelation in action.
Revelation in action.
Revelation
which is in action.
Amen.
When we study angels, you see them walking.
Kati wadugabandi yali ye.
Now when he was there
at the beginning,
why don't you understand this mystery of God?
Chigambo cha katonda.
The word of God.
Wakamu wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ate mulimu kutuweredwa okukola mu nsi
yonna. The work given us to it the entire world.
Tulowooza nti abantu babimanyi.
Don't you think people know these things? They don't know them.
Muno tulinamu abalokole ab'emyaka emingi.
Here we have born again for many years.
Babuuze gye basookera
baayiga. Ask them where they were before what they learned there.
Tulinamu abagenda mu Bible colleges.
Have those who went to Bible colleges.
Baina zi masters bafuna
zi doctorates. Masters even doctorates.
Ba dokita ba Bible
bajijanja. Doctors of the Bible, they can operate it. They end up removing the rightful things and putting the wrong ones.
You know,
when you are in the system of the doctors,
there's
something they tell you, don't dare touch this part.
And
if it
gets
it, don't treat it. Of the liver, the kidney, and the others. If you trouble them, if a pastor remains this month, you reduce their
whole
month and they finish two. And that you give it done, they may never get back to life. You've got doctorate in the Bible, and you miss out the great words, and you end destroying the people. Let's finish here.
Proverbs 8:27. Olwasatu kale nze nga ndi awo gyali ng'omukoza.
Ye yali awo master workman.
He was a master workman aside.
Master workman.
The master workman.
Kwegamba.
For example.
Kafumu kutonda.
He was the master workman.
Tulina party kitujjo bikula Sunday.
There is the part we shall reveal next Sunday.
God the word the creator.
Katonda chigambo mutonzi.
The Father, Master Planner.
The Danga Chitafi, yeah.
Holy Spirit, Master Implementer.
The Holy Spirit implemented.
You
get revealed.
One part you get revealed.
Part A. He was there as a master.
Architecture.
Master architecture. When the Father said, let there be heaven, he first drafted in his plan. How it's going to be like this. Is it
perfect?
And the Father said yes. Then the Holy Spirit to implement, put it in place.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
Holy Spirit put them there.
The
word is created. Drafted them down. The Father brings the plan.
Let's make
man in our image. Tell him, give me 1 second.
Draft
him. Is it like this? You are joking.
Understanding
the greatness of God.
And
this is a great work to us.
And
while we are amazed of what God is doing,
he said
it's a distinctive work he's going to do. Others are to be preached to and they'll be amazed.
He
said be astounded and surprised. I'm going to do an amazing work and a wonder in the world.
Do
you know, say, let's make man?
And
it's
a noble
man to be a Lord. I'll make him a helper.
They
and let's try to
Spirit
God put them there.
Yeah, implementer.
That's an implementer, master implementer.
He
puts them in place.
They say so
it's not pleased well. It's not happy well. The Father said no.
What then? Because
that is not happy.
Let's
make like him.
But second,
give me a second.
Ngafana na bwana.
Like him appearing this.
Ngaina amabelera.
All the things.
Achusa mori katona
le. Changes another little prison.
Na oni yenyewe.
And say the exact. Tuvura
Bible yegama ni katona nala baga bende bikoletwa bironi. Kitafu yashima
yabisime. Dad was good. The father appreciated it.
He
is the only wise God.
He,
the one, was there as a master workman.
The
master and creator.
Plans,
plans of all things spoken of.
The
Holy Spirit never wasted time that this goes where. He just looked at the plan.
At
least we put it here. You put there. You know, the Holy Spirit has a cup of hands. With his hand, remove that there, put this one. What we call the six spirits from him.
The spirit of Lord,
he has the spirit of wisdom out of him.
So he
put the foundations of the world, they have told us.
Other
things are amazing.
But
those secrets have given us authority as the nation called, as the friends of God, all all over the world, to reveal the mystery of God.
And
as we wind up, he spoke. In John chapter
1.
Verse 10, he said this.
Yokana esule soko linyirwa kumi.
John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yokana esule soko linyirwa kumi.
John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali munsi, ensi yakoleba kubwe.
Oyoke nyini.
He himself,
kigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God.
Yaja munsi.
Is the one who came in this world.
Yali munsi, ensi yakoleba.
He created the world from time in the beginning.
Oyaga lokukiriza Yesu.
You want to believe Jesus?
There are
those who call him Messiah.
Bin Maliam.
Bin Maliam.
Isa bin Maliam.
Isa bin Maliam.
Basilam.
They are Muslims. This is
not a Mary.
This is the prophet who
was
married. What are you speaking?
You're
speaking things. And you're lacking wisdom. And
it's
not just abusing.
You
may speak something, yet you lack wisdom. It's happening in the world.
It's
lacking wisdom and understanding.
Those
of wisdom, when they come, they check it out. If you call them fools, they'll get angered. People who have no light of understanding. That is
a big, simple move.
Simple, okay.
Nobody
and you deceive them.
You
false food, lacking wisdom.
Now
they believe, but they have no light to check what
is happening.
Those with the light of the knowledge, full.
Speak
what's not complete, they check it.
Here
in new generation, don't just speak.
You
may even speak as we enjoy laughing. But the last thing we are laughing, we are wondering what the person is speaking. But don't fear, come to greet us. We shall not laugh. We decided to keep the morals.
Which
we went to God and laughed much over us for not knowing.
But
what requests you is one thing. It's good you get knowledge. And you speak with light. Knowledge that you're pleased of God and the people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
They
say he was in the world.
But
both the world up to today, many of us have never recognized
it.
Most we think is still the young child of Mary. If
you
believe
he's
the Son of God, and he's just there a son, he is not just the son. Being a son, he just
asked.
The father just requested him to be that.
Yokane sule soko linyirwa kumi.
John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali munsi, ensi yakolebwa kububwe. elensite ya mutegera. Ole kuminorumu, yajia mumatwalege, na ya wali mumatwalege tebamu sembeza. Ole kuminebili, na ya bobo na wamu sembeza, ya wawo uinzo kufuka wana bakatonda. Beba kilizeri nyalie.
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus so much.
Yes.
He was in the world.
Yes, he
and
good.
The world was made by him.
Yes, he came
in his own.
And he see, you know,
this world is his and his fullness. Even the entire heaven.
Yes.
The problem where he came and never understood, recognized him. Most people say, maybe places of gatherings like these,
yes.
Those are one of Jesus. Let me tell you one thing. On the next part it says,
things
in heavens and earth are within him. They are his. All are his territories. Jesus chose this place. All places are his.
And
when he came in, the world, he came in his own territory. Satan is familiarizing him. In the look for. Bow to me.
I
will give you the cities of the world.
Satan
is so mad. Not only even mad. He's beyond madness. You know, a person mad, they may not be beyond. But if you got beyond madness, you were senseless. Maybe you don't know that. It is just something very light. That is Satan. Is beyond madness.
Satan, maybe I don't
remember. Satan can tell you something. Bring a
goat. No.
Bring a hen.
Now
and it turns against you tomorrow. Don't work with Satan, but demons of the clan. These were our brothers. Who deceives you? Those who ask you for things which they never even left behind. What form of your forefather are you claiming?
He left, not
building the house, is asking you build him a house.
They
come from the graveyard. And they say a tree branch has penetrated from
it.
Don't go back, for you run from there.
Satan
is in confusing people. And his fallen angels as it is. But I
wanted
to tell you this word, brethren.
That
he who came in the world, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, he began with the Father above the heavens in the beginning.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So, but
tell us first Timothy
3.
Don't waste time to doubt. Let's read and hear.
Timothy 3.
1 Timothy 3:16.
Era watali kubusa busa. Echame chokutia Katonda chechikulu. Katonda yala visiwa mubiri. Na webo obutukirivu mwoyo. Na ala visiwa mamalaika. Na abuliwa mawanga. Na kiliziwa munsi. Na atualiwa mchitiwa.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Watali kubusa busa.
Without any compromise.
Echame chokutia yizo kuita muna utia Katonda buruji.
Only mystery you can pass through to fear God well.
It's
to say God appeared in the world.
Katonda yali wano.
God was here.
Katonda chigambo.
God the word.
Kitafe yali asigadde mu.
The Father had remained in heaven.
Umoyo mtukufu yagobera mukama wa Yesu.
The Holy Spirit followed the Lord Jesus.
Era mukubatizibwa twamulaba ko ngajira mukabona yakejjo.
In baptism we saw him come in the
sky. Nemu boya garofune chama chokutya Katonda
obulu. Get the secret of fearing of God well. The mystery and the secret of God is this. God appeared in the world, and he appeared on the world. He came on the world, we saw him as a son. The Lord Jesus. God himself.
Don't
begin arguing whether he's a son of God. You know, I passed them at the side of Katwe.
They
are arguing whether he's a child of God or not. That you up to is on a very low level. Here that we speak of God.
Those
who want to fear God well. Those who want to worship God the Father.
And
his word, the Lord Jesus. The only rightful way. Knowing all along Christ Jesus is God. Known as the word of God. They began together with the Spirit. There is no way you can segregate one of them. And you think to worship well. There is a trinity of Satan. It's not what we speak of. When we show the secret of lawlessness, we shall show you the trinity of Satan. It involves Satan himself, Jezebel seated on the beast, and the false prophet who is elected. They have three major words: to kill, and to destroy.
They
copy the three major words of God, the way, the truth, and the life. Yet we shall see that. Praise Jesus so much.
But
all what I want you to end understanding. The mystery of God. People who will be able to fear God in this generation. When they are revealed the mystery of God, the word of the Lord Jesus. He was there at the beginning with God the Father. Praise Jesus so much. And Bible says, even though he was equal to God, when he closed flesh appeared to us,
he decided
to be on a level of a servant, even reaching unto death. Let's end with that scripture. In the Philippians chapter 2, Philippians 2:5,
okulowooza kuli era okwali mu Kristo Yesu olunyolo mukaga. Oyo byasoko okubera mu kifananyi kya Katonda.
Byasoko okubera wa.
Where was first the image of God?
Yali mu kitiibwa kirekyo bwa Katonda.
In the glory of God.
Jetumanye ndikatiraje yadda.
Where we know that still went back to that glory.
Ba Philippians sura yo kubiri olunyolo omukaga.
Philippians 2:6.
Oyo byasoko okubera mu kifananyi kya Katonda. Teyalowooza kintu ekyegombebwa okwenkanakana ne Katonda. Olunyolo musanvu. Naye yajjako ekitiibwa bwe yeetwala ng'engeri y'omuddu n'abeera mu kifaananyi ky'abantu.
Jesus coming to clothe the image of man.
Don't
they think he's just a human being? Don't think him just to be the son. The Father himself decided him to become a son. He himself, the Lord Jesus, when he was in the mouth of King David, in the Psalms, Psalms 2, verses 6 and 7, he said, I will proclaim the command. God told me, you're my son, to have begotten you. But he wasn't the son. The Father told him, become a son. Go close to
see
you in the image of the Son, that you can redeem them. Thus, he decided to come to glow flesh, to become a minister. Never takes him that he was equal to God. At the end, he asked to get back the glory of God.
Like,
John 17:4-5. Now, as we finish Philippians, he has spoken this.
Philippians
Philippians 2:7.
Naye yeggyako ekitiibwa bwe yeetwala ng'engeri y'omuddu n'abeera mu kifaananyi ky'abantu. Olunya olw'omunaana era bwe yalabikira mu mutindo ogw'obuntu ne yeetowaza nga muwuliza okutuusa okufa era okufa okwo ku musaalaba. Olunya olw'omwenda era Katonda kye yava amugulumiza ennyo n'amuwa erinnya erisinga amannya gonna. Olunya olw'ekkumi buli vivi lifukamire ng'erinnya lya Yesu n'ery'ebyomugulu n'ebyoku nsi n'ebya wansi w'ensi.
Yes, we praise Jesus so much. Every name. Why do we best here to tell people be saved and that they believe Jesus is Lord? This is what God the Father put to be a mystery. Whoever never believes him cannot reach unto him. You believe only the Holy Spirit, even the Father. Yet you reject the mystery of God. This every mystery which can reach you where he is. And know of one thing. The reason why God the Father did it like this, because all creations we came from Jesus. He is the true vine and we are branches. Now it's not possible that we are gotten from him. And the Father scorns the one out of which we were gotten. If you reject your mother, how will your father prove that he gives birth to you?
Now we know.
You to think of that.
Mama,
you reject your mother. It's not you,
but
if your father waits to chase you, you refuse. You mother who
Babasi
my
mother. Yakuzara,
if she yakuzara. Never birthed you, let her tell you where she birthed you elsewhere. Are we together? Now, because of that,
Agambi,
he says every name. It must bow to him. And the verse 11 he says,
Philippians 2:11.
Only way we can glorify the God the Father,
we
must confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord.
And
the reason why it's God you understood of it.
So first,
he was with the Father. And nothing was created without him. And he is God himself. Yet he was put there that we to come from him. Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
in part A, we still have parts to explain.
We
still have to see God the Father, the master planner.
Then,
and the word of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Master Creator,
the Master Workman, and we see the Holy Spirit,
the Master
Implementer.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Then, to just kuraba. Yes.
Then we shall see Jesus. He who makes up this holy book, the Bible. To make up the word of God. And in him are words of God. And then say we move on to part B.
We
see the fullness of things in heavens and earth. They are in the Lord Jesus. Speaks all of us from his fullness we were given. And in end up explaining on the part C. That thus
is
the image of the invisible God. After we shall see the secret of lawlessness, we pass quick in all them, but we say this will be a summary. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Wait for the next services.